Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, as she is each Wednesday, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, today we see in the paper that there's a canonization and some locals are headed to the Vatican. What's going on?
Yeah, sure. 200 Catholics from the Albany Diocese left from various spots throughout the capital region on Tuesday for Vatican City, where on Sunday they will be in St. Peter's Square for a service to canonize seven new saints. Included among those sevens is Kateri Tikawitha, the first Native American to achieve sainthood. She was born in 1656 in Orrysville, Montgomery County, and the story is that she expressed a desire to convert to Catholicism despite the resistance from others in the tribe, and she was baptized in a stream in Fonda. Late last year, the Vatican declared that Kateri's involvement in the healing of a five-year-old boy out in the state of Washington was a miracle. He had contracted a flesh-eating bacteria that almost killed him. So Sunday's event is also special for some Schenectady County people because it celebrates the new Blessed Kateri Tikawitha Parish, which was created back in the summer when St. Helens and Our Lady of Fatima churches merged. Another New York State woman is being made a saint this weekend as well, the Blessed Marianne Cope of Syracuse, who worked with lepers in Hawaii in the 19th and 20th century. So it's a big event, and a lot of people are headed to Italy as we speak.
Another big project, I guess you'd call it, is the $24 million science facility that Schenectady County Community College is planning.
This is included in a five-year capital budget that the Schenectady County is considering at this point. So officials included the $24 million building in their capital improvement program. It would include a health science facility in the building, as well as laboratories for chemistry, biology, and physics, and among other emerging technology and sciences labs. The building would allow the college to establish high-demand programs in the healthcare field, and the aim would be to have a modern teaching facility to train a local workforce to meet employer demands. The project would be paid for by money the college hopes to get from the state and the county. College officials stress that the request is preliminary and that any plans for the facility represents their vision. At this point, the plan is to build the center in 2015. Schenectady County Community College added a nanoscale materials associate's degree program in 2006. It's part of a partnership with Union College and Superpower, which is a company here in Schenectady that develops electrical superconductors. And in 2010, the college added an associate's degree in alternative energy and a one-year certificate program in storage battery technology. Those were both in response to GE's construction of its $100 million battery manufacturing plant.
So interesting news coming out of Schenectady County Community College. And for more on any of these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com. We've been talking to Judy Patrick, editor of the paper. Judy, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, David.